Every year, for as long as I can remember, the beginning of December has been the time of Belgian waffle cookies, or gaufrettes, a recipe passed down to my grandfather by his grandmother. The cookies have been a staple of my childhood. Though they are delicious, it's the process of making them that makes gaufrettes stand out amongst the other cookies we always make in December, rather than the flavor. It always seemed to be a chilly day when we arrived at my grandparents' house to make the cookies. Gust of wind off the bay rustled the dry leaves around my feet as I scampered eagerly to the door. Walking inside, I was greeted not only by the warmth of the radiators, but I was also immersed in the comforting smell of the cookies. The kitchen, full of cousins, aunts, and uncles, created an overwhelming but inviting atmosphere, drawing me in. With everyone assembled, great bowls of dough emerged from the fridge, and the making began. Instead of being cooked in the oven like most cookies, gaufrettes are made on the stovetop using large irons. These irons, brought from Belgium by my great-great-grandmother, seemed monstrous. 3 feet of solid iron that somehow managed to produce my favorite treat. Every year, I hoped to be able to lift the heavy iron, yet every year it bested me. The cousins all rotated jobs, most rolling the dough into balls, and 2 helping my grandfather with the irons. Worn out from wrestling with the heavy irons and the hot stove, my cousins and I would then retreat to a corner and argue about which iron made the best cookies. One iron produced thin, crispy cookies, while the other made thicker and chewier ones. We were never able to come to a consensus, but contented ourselves with eating lots of both types. We still continue to make these cookies every year in December, only now my cousins and I are able to manage the irons on our own. Every time we go to my grandparents' house to make these cookies, I still find myself just as excited as I was when I was younger.